Robbo here. Time to look at hidden history. Charles Fay joins us to do just that. Charles, good morning to you. How are you?
All right, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So, Mandurang, the centre of Victoria. That's according to the government mapping agency, of course. And it's only just a few k's from Bendigo.
I think it's about 8 k's, is it? From
something like that. Interesting.
To give it its context, Lieutenant Governor of Victoria decided in the 1840s that he would reserve a whole lot of areas for townships, and Mandurang was one of those townships. It was surveyed by Edward Millington, I think, as early as November 1854.
And they didn't know at that stage, though. I mean, was it planned to, we're right in the middle of the state here, we'll do one here, or do you reckon it was more good luck than good management?
I didn't think that probably they were thinking more of it was close to the Bendigo goldfields, and it obviously served an important purpose, because one of the ideas of reserving towns was you could sort of make areas available for agriculture, but also it's in the heart of what was then known as the Mandurang Forest, or later became the Mandurang Forest, and that was obviously very important for supplying timber to the miners working in Bendigo.
Okay. And, it's now one of those towns that, as my dear old dad used to say, when you drive through a little place, you go, that was a nice town, wasn't it?
yeah, but if you look at the original plan, it had a high street, Mark.
All right. A very low high street, but a high street nonetheless.
Yeah, it had a Princess Street, a Queen Street, and a Church Street. So, there was 70 allotments surveyed,
half
an acre each. So,
how big did it get?
I suspect it probably didn't get more than 50 or 60 people. Because it basically was a timber getting place, which, after a while, timber getting, you deplete the asset. But then it becomes more an agricultural area. And it's famed for being the home of Jean de Ravin, who came from the West Indies and was very important in setting up the wine industry outside Bendigo.
God bless him.
Yeah. But God didn't bless him, actually. Well, he's quite a wealthy man, because he also invested in mines. Mm. But the wine industry itself was killed by the Phloroxera disease that came from California in the 1890s.
What was that, something that affected grapes or something, was it? Or?
Yeah, well, it affected the rootstock and basically killed a huge amount of vineyards across Europe and also into Australia. Yeah. But I suppose the other thing about the area, it was also the area that's now known as Tannery Lane, which is in the area. It was the site of Abbott's Tannery, and it at one stage employed upwards of 30 men, so it was quite a big enterprise.
Wow, yeah. No, I've got friends in Strathfield today, so I traverse Tannery Lane on quite a regular basis. They weren't particularly creative in many cases with the names like that. It's just lucky there wasn't, a house of ill repute somewhere there, or you wonder what the street name would be, don't you?
I hate to think, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. No, it's fascinating. And I see there was a school there. That only closed, about 30 years ago, or under 30 years ago?
Yeah. So when it was first surveyed, under the terms of, the way they set up villages in those areas in those times, reserves were set aside for churches, and there was a reserve for recreation. I think the first school there was a Methodist school, and that turned into a state school when the government took over primary education in 1872. There was also a Catholic school a Catholic church in the area.
Right.
In what was known as Church Street.
Yeah. Well, very original again. See, I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Well, fascinating stuff, and you know, it's just, I don't know, it's one of those little curios that I think as you know, drive Tannery Lane or whatever through there, and you go, wow, I'm absolutely in the dead smack middle of Victoria. So, and then whoever came up with calling the area Central Victoria, wow, that was just absolute genius, wasn't it?
Yeah. Can I say one last thing?
You can.
The name is fascinating too, because it was supposed to be an Aboriginal name meaning black cicada.
Ah,
it's rather nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, there you go, Manjurang, hidden history. Charles Fay, as always, thank you very much. Have a lovely Australia Day tomorrow, and we'll catch you next week.
Okay, Mark. Catch
Good
you.
Bye. Charles Fay, hidden history on the Wake Up Call.